Well, that's the view of the shutdown from East Asia. Here is the view from North Carolina. About 2,000 people work for the Environmental Protection Agency there, and they are on furlough. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WUNC's Leonita Inge tells us what some of them are doing with their time off.
If you work for the Environmental Protection Agency, it's safe to say you like the environment. So it's no surprise furloughed EPA workers are picking up trash, laying mulch, and pruning small trees at a city park in Durham.
You've got hand strength. That is a thick, thick vine.
Kelly Reimer and several of her co-workers are whacking at a thick vine that's strangling a small bush, and there's poison ivy underneath.
I've been working for EPA since 1991. And so I was involved in the previous furlough, which went 3 weeks, so this is a little nerve-wracking.
Dale Everts helped out at Herndon Park. The air quality expert has worked at the EPA for 25 years. He says he'll never forget the last federal shutdown.
What did you and your family do?
Well, we saved up our money, and it was right over Christmas, so it was an awful time to have a shutdown, and pretty discouraging.
And then you have Mia South. She and her husband, Pete, were both at the EPA during the 1995 shutdown.
We have three boys. And last time this happened, we weren't even married, but, no kids, no house to think about, so it's much different now.
At least the South children don't have to go to daycare. Jenny Noonan is the director of policy analysis and communications at the EPA and has a 2-year-old daughter, Rosie. The daycare in her building is also closed.
So all of the events we're planning, we're all mindful of the fact that there are going to be little people here too.
Say hi. He doesn't talk yet.
He's so happy.
He loves being outside.
John Wamba is a toxicologist at the EPA and the father of 9-month-old Jude, who can't go to daycare either. Wamba says he's upset about being furloughed, but thinks work days like this one and bonding with Jude makes up for it.
He's only going to be 9 months full, actually, for a few more days, so, you know, that's the lucky thing.
Other EPA work days planned for the rest of the week include bagging and delivering groceries to the needy for a food shuttle service and cleaning up a canoe launch at a state park. For Here and Now, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.